Hello, I'm Christopher Ian Chenoweth of PositiveChristianity.org. We're going to ask for and receive divine guidance. I ask you to close your eyes and consent with me in your human mind. Dear God, I consent to higher ideas than my own. I consent to answers that at first I may not understand, because they are from a higher realm than my own. I agree in my consenting to trust and to explore and be willing to see new opportunities and new ideas. I give myself completely and fully over to divine ideas this moment. I allow my human mind to open. I do not stay in the closed stagnation of human brain alone. I now consent to a perfect blending, a fusion of my human mind with your divine mind. I pray that continuously, every second of my day, my week, my month, my life, that you will infill me with divine ideas. I know that the more that I act on these ideas and trust in these ideas, the more I will receive. Today, I am asking for a divine guidance. I'm asking for that fusion of your mind to my mind. I'm asking that this is a permanent condition, so that I will know that I know that I know, so that I will know in advance, and so that I will know exactly the way that you wish for me to go. I consent with my free will for this grand occurrence occurring inside of me. I know that there is only one power, and I do not from my ego self or from my lower human mind try to separate myself from you. I realize that as I go to you, I will receive some ideas that are foreign to the concepts within my human brain, but I am willing to look and willing to accept. I'm willing to see and comprehend, and I'm willing to learn to comprehend those things that I cannot comprehend in the beginning. I want to be your student. I want to be your disciple. I want to follow your ways. I ask for divine guidance this day. I ask that you will give me divine guidance not just in one area of my life, but in all areas. I know that the asking and the receiving are one, and I know right now that I am beginning to receive, and that I am going to take time to receive. I will not do all the talking. I will rest in the silence. I will listen. And I will realize that you're coming through in ways that are higher than my perception of communication, that the still small voice will work in and through me. I know that there is only omniscience, and I pray that it uses me as its full instrument of expression. I pray that it uses me for my development and fulfillment. I pray that this expression in manifestation happens always in my life and beginning right now. I am willing to have an increased sense of being, an increased sense of life. I'm willing to go forward in my life. I'm not going to hold on to any one area. I am going to simply know that the all-knowing, all-seeing, all acting mind of God is acting and thinking in my behalf. And I pray for the full power and the grandeur and the majesty and the surety of omniscient mind. And I know that as I receive these answers that I will receive, that this is the unquestionable foundation and stability of my life and being. And I give thanks that this is happening. I give thanks that I will become, through a fusion with divine mind, an unlimited being. I give thanks for the increased sense of beauty that it will give me through my perception. I will not be blind to beauty around me. I will see beauty where others do not, and then I will share that beauty with them. I will have joy, and I will share that joy. I will have a divine order in my life, but also in my mind and body. I will have an ecstasy at all times and a light in my being and my universe. I want to constantly use and reuse the same intelligence, the might and the power of omniscience. And I know that it is bringing forth right now an intelligence that is higher than my own. It is not limited by my learning or my schooling or what I have learned in life. It comes through in purity. And I pray that I will be able to grasp the concepts and be able to understand. That I do not understand, I ask that you will school me, God, and bring forth that will come forth easily in my life. And easily I do pray for. I pray that there's nothing congested about this power. As it comes through me, I will not block it in any way, conscious or unconscious, I give myself totally to the ease of this power coming through. I pray that as I follow the will of this power, that there will be nothing tense or strained or anxious about it either. I know in every sense of my being that I am following the greatest and only power there is. And I do so realizing that I'm going to meet my good. And I am not anxious about this in any way. No, I decree that with God as my partner, I am calm, serene, poised, sustained. And I'm flexible, fluent, and easy. I give thanks, God, for your harmony and your law that will precede me in everything that I do. I give thanks that there will be a rich stream of rich and abundant ideas that come through for my work, my home, my career, my business, my relationships, every area of my life. I look to you. I look to you for greater inspiration than I've ever had before, the inspiration that inspired the greats of life. In the great works of art, in the great music, in the beauty of noble lives, the pioneers. I pray that I have these qualities coming through me and that I can truly recognize and fulfill my purpose in life by following your way. I want to have the very mind stuff in my mind that Christ Jesus had in his mind. Pray that I will have help in every region of my mind to make this come to pass. I pray that there is a peace that passes understanding in me as I move through all the barriers of time and space with the exacting guidance that you will give me. I do give thanks that this is now occurring in my life. I pray that this is not only inspiring to me, but comforting and stabilizing to me. I pray that I have moral and spiritual courage. I pray that it fills me at the depths of my being. I pray that I realize that the world is for me and never against me. And I pray that I realize that you are for me. I mean at a depth of mind, a depth of body, a depth of soul. I pray that I realize that you're always active, that even when I am sidetracked or asleep or unaware, that you are active and active with a precision, and that I do not have to make you active. It is your very nature, activity, and constant activity of good. I pray that I realize my immortality, that I have a guidance that shows me that I'm more than flesh and blood, more than human brain. I pray that I realize today that I have a radiant power and a wonderful circulation of this power, and that we co-create together, that I need you and you need me, and together we are partners walking forth in life. And I am ready and I am willing, and I decree today that I am ready to work with your inspired energy. I pray that I never again think that anything is impossible. I pray that I have a new understanding of what and who I am. And in this understanding, I have an ability. I pray in my own life that no ancient obstructions can bar my progress into full-fledged freedom. I pray that I do not bar in any way or block love in my life. I know that your ideas come forth on the foundation of love, and may I bring those ideas out into manifestation in the same way. I pray that I have seeds in me that are growing, seeds of divine ideas. I pray that what I cannot understand today, that I will not discard, but allow to grow in me, and allow the magic of this action to manifest in a brave, forthright action through me. I pray that you will give me vision along with guidance. I pray that you will give me ideas and that I will understand those ideas, that there is a connecting rod between us at all times, and that I will grow in leaps and flashes, and that I will always grow into the right action and direction. I pray today that I will realize infinite mind, and I pray that I will realize a vitality and a vigor that I have never known before in my life. I also pray, God, that you will multiply my talents and abilities and help me to uncover and discover and birth new talents and abilities. I will not rely on yesterday's ability, but I look forward to tomorrow. And I consent in all areas of my free will to release my high ideals, service, and accomplishment. I do give thanks that there will be a swift thirst of great hunger inside of me that will cause a tremendous vitality to occur, a tremendous movement to move. I know that I am ready and about to experience all of God's power moving in me, through me, to aid me, to serve me, to establish me with a certainty that will never fail or falter. I know that I am going to be a full-fledged child of God. I know that I am going to be born again from the Eternal One with a new mind, a new body, and a new soul. And that soul's radiancy will shine forth to bless everyone that comes into my contact. I will move and I will act in your living presence. I will be a presence within the presence, and I will be a presence where there is no fear, bondage, or frustration. Old habits inside of me, I pray that they are washed clean, that they are passed away. I know that there is in me now working in my mind greater power than I have ever known thus far. I pray, God, that with your help, you will help me to banish and wash clean all false beliefs and ideas that I have about the ways that I have gone before or the ways that I could go in the future. I pray that I realize that I'm not limited to the choices within my small human brain, the choices that I have come up with through tossing and turning and worry. Worry is no longer going to be a part of my existence. I will not permit it. I will not allow it. I evict it from the apartment house of my mind. It cannot stay there or live there any longer. Neither can excuses. I do not use excuses. I do not use an alibi. I know that these are child's toys that must now be put away. I know that there is all power and all intelligence coming through me, and it is coming through me as a crystal clear guidance, as never before. I know that I will have a power to ask for anything and to receive anything in guidance the exact way. I give thanks that there is a kingdom of right guidance inside of me. It's unfolding as a priceless scroll of pure expansiveness. And I know that through you, God, I will be able to write the treasures of my heart and that it will come to pass. I pray that you'll not only fill my mind, but fill my soul and nourish my life. I pray that knowing that the inmost Christ and the outmost Christ are one, the same Christ in me, through me, round about me. This Christ is the entity, and it is the essence of my being and all being. This Christ is the law of perfection and right thinking, the law of harmony and love that holds me and sustains me, and that I will use to hold and sustain others. There is a presence inside of me that is indivisible. We are one in divinity, in immortality. My spiritual identity is now and forever established, pure, perfect, and illuminated, poised and free. I am not developing into, I am progressing and expanding and radiating out from the One, the power of God, the oneness of God, the oneness of my being. This is my embodiment now and always. And I am willing, through your guidance, God, to launch out and explore the vastness of what I will become. I ask for eternal love to breathe through me and all things that I touch. I pray that everything that I touch through your guidance becomes beauty and grandeur and spirit and life. I pray that wherever I go, I hear your song and that I feel your music and that the Christ is the eternal radiancy of my soul. I pray that I have a glory that I had before ever the world was. I pray that I'm aware of this and that I am alive forevermore. I no longer want to be asleep to life in any way, especially asleep as I stand back and worry. I ask now for your power to once and for all cast out worry, realizing that I am under your divine guidance at all times. At the center of infinity, I stand. I stand serene. I stand poised, and I stand joyous and radiant. God, you are my individuality, my identity, and the reality of my being. My spiritual self is my real self. I know this to be so now. And I stand in the realization that nothing can daunt me or make me afraid. Changes may come and changes may go, but the changeless presence within is ever the same. I know that you, in your infinite power, support and sustain me, for underneath are the everlasting arms. I know that fear cannot drive me to hurry or worry. I know that truth is the foundation. It is the stability, It is the substance of my imperishable being. I take each step in progress and with assurance of your guidance. I have a great confidence as I take each step, and I have a trust. There is a divine wisdom in me that never worries. It's never anxious. It is hidden in the secret chambers of my subconscious mind. There is an eternal truth in me, an eternal spirit in me that is stabilizing me now and strengthening me and settling me. I am knit together in the bonds of eternal love, and I know no insecurity or despair. Dear God, you are the absolute positiveness of my soul, and I feel this inner peace right now. I am balanced, I am equalized, and I am coordinated in Christ. God is in the very midst of me, and I shall not be moved. I decree in Jesus Christ's name that from this day forward, confusion and conflict flee away, and the clouds lift. My spiritual horizon broadens. It is illumined. It expands. My path in life is free. Fearlessly, I advance. I have the glory that I had before the world was. And God, I know that every time I ask, you say yes. It is so, and I know it. I know it with everything inside of me. And I will get to the place, beginning right now, where I know this with a certainty. I know this without doubt. So God, in this moment, I consecrate myself to the work ahead. In the inner stillness of peace that passes all understanding, I go to you for new and added strength, new courage, new instruction, and new vision about the work that lies ahead. I enter into the shrine of all giving love, where turmoil and criticism of race belief cannot enter. I listen in the presence of the presence. The pool of universal knowledge opens, and it responds to my sincere request, my heart's desire. I pray that I can be a part of unselfed service. I pray that the divine plan and purpose of my life, the real purpose, the underlying hidden curriculum that has been hidden from me too long, the divine plan and real purpose is revealed now. And even though I may not understand the full revealing, I pray that I will not cast it out as I might have before. I pray that it is revealed through me effortlessly, without restriction, naturally, and simply. The still small voice speaks within me, showing me the vision infinite for my life. I rededicate, I sanctify, and I am inspired by this holy communion, this common union between God and I. I am one with the all-creative one. And in this silence, when I may not think that anything is happening, there is a great happening. It's just happening in a way that I cannot comprehend. It is a wonderful opening up of my mind and my body. And not only my mind is receiving guidance, but also every cell, tissue, fiber, atom of my physical being, and my soul is receiving now. I am rededicated to this. God's love and God's wisdom are unfolding in me right now, giving me the power and the ability and the motivation to do the work that I am to do. I open my mind and my heart and my soul to Thee, O God. I give thanks that You are with me, always loving me, always praising me, and, dear wonderful God, that You are always part of my life. I glorify Thee. I glorify and worship Thee in the highest way that I possibly can by becoming an example of Thee. I find my path, I find my way, I find my work with natural certainty and satisfaction. All that is within me is God. And all that is within me blesses me and praises and receives this opportunity for greater service. I put aside the little self with its clamor and reasons and put on the greater self of the radiant Christ. There is no rigid, frigid self-denial. The all-giving one makes no sacrifice of me or anyone. Opening my heart and my soul and my mind to Thee, O God, I find only richness and fullness of life's eternal abundance. The Spirit glorifies and encompasses the work that I am to do, God's work. I pray that I am Your wonderful workman, Your wonderful workwoman. I pray that I always succeed. I pray that as I take my steps under Your divine direction, that there will be right action always in and through me. I can have nothing else. I know that this is the case, and it will be the way of my life, now and forever. There is a light shining in my mind that is guiding me. And I pray, God, that if I cannot accept the full truth right now, that You'll give it to me in time-released ways, but give it to me in the fullness. That I can understand now, give it all to me. That I cannot comprehend, give it to me in steps. But I pray that I will follow through on those steps. Give me reassurance on my way that I am truly going in the right way. Show me the open doors that I am to go through. And give me bliss and happiness along my journey towards You and Your full manifestation in the world. I give thanks that as I let go and let You, God, take over, that there is a wonderful new power of relaxation in me. I decree what I have thought about, what I have given myself to this moment in time, in the name and through the power of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen.